There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Okay, so I did just inform Julia a little while ago that the Grammys and the Oscar, their Lifetime Achievement Award winners are always alive.
Okay.
So I am hoping to everything that is good and Dolly and holy.
I swear to God, Jason, call us. Please
Dolly,
help me.
Dolly wins tomorrow the Lifetime Achievement Award. And that Austin Butler, with his handsome, transformative self, became Elvis. He is the crush of the year. Lizzo won enough today now. Plus, she's got her statue. She doesn't need that. Lori and Julia demand to win tomorrow.
And it's interesting that you're doing all these pleas because it's already closed. The voting's closed. The Academy knows who it is.
This has never made sense that we are lobbying after the fact.
I tried to bribe Jess in our commercial break.
Oh, you can't bribe
Jess. I already went over there.
I said, I'll give you $50 if you tell me if I got a day off or not. And she looked at me. She goes, no.
Yeah, she never breaks.
No, they're like the Godfather. They know.
They never break. They know Project Down and Dirty. Wayne events. We always cry. Just give us an idea.
I really admire because I'd always tell at least you.
I would tell you too.
Yeah,
always.
I think I might go to you guys.
Yeah, too. I know.
But those guys tell each other.
Yeah,
they don't need to tell us.
Right.
Exactly.
So I mean, just I hope people when they did vote, whenever that was happening, that they looked at, they're like, why are two of the Lifetime people dead? And the Queen has had achievement all her life. She's in her own category.
We should have had this conversation.
But first of all, I made this lobby. The whole week of the voting, you rolled your eyes at me for once on doing what B. Arthur's telling me.
This is so unusual that
you're gone. No, you came back for that. Anyway, Sarah Michelle Gellar has a new show I want to check out called Wolfpack. And she was on with Fallon the other night talking. And but we did kind of find out something that I guess I didn't realize about the most worthy Lifetime Achievement Award nominee that my talk has ever nominated, Miss Dolly Parton.
Oh, for crying out loud. It all ties back around. It's amazing.
Yes. So here's Sarah Michelle Gellar confirming a longtime Dolly Parton rumor.
I read somewhere that Dolly Parton was an uncredited producer.
Yes, little known fact, the legend Dolly Parton was a producer. And, you know, we never saw her. Like, we get Christmas gifts in the beginning that would have her name, and I would think she doesn't know who I am. And then one day, somebody asked her about it, and she complimented the show and my performance. And I was like, oh, I can die now. Dolly Parton knows who I am and thinks I'm good.
No, that's so cool.
Yeah, but I'm still here.
I didn't know she was like a silent producer.
Yeah, little known fact, her partner was Sandy Gallen.
Sandy Gallen.
Partner, yeah.
No
and they
way.
Produced Buffy.
Isn't that wild?
Yep. So.
I want to talk about this new series, Wolfpack.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's
but
good.
Her hands, Dolly's web. She has a finger in everything.
Because she had Sandy Gallen as a manager, and he wanted her to be smart making money, and you could make money if you had money to be executive producer on, like, hit shows. That's serious.
That blows me away.
That is
so random that she's a producer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And unsigned, but they would get Christmas gifts. I mean, it was so cute. And she was like, and then I find out she knows who I am and watches the show. I just thought, you know, it was too good to pass up today. You know, on the eve of our appearance tomorrow, I'm finding out.
On the eve of the morning of wrapping up the My Talk
Awards.
Lori, you should get just an award for being the most My Talkiest.
Listen, yeah. I take award shows seriously. No, I did not agree with how this one was run at all. I didn't agree with the categories or the whole way the process worked out.
Oh, my gosh.
We would definitely revisit that if I were helping this team with their PR.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, but it was too good of a story to happen on late night that it happens to be with Dolly. And I think our people, you know, would know intrinsically, inherently, somehow in their mind, that Lifetime Achievement does, in fact, mean you're alive.
I would have to agree.
Thank you, Grant.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah. I just think you have said yes.
I love your passion.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. Mm. Really.
I'm glad she's on our team.
I mean,
100%. Right.
Who's more worthy than Dolly?
Nobody.
Nobody.
No.
Come on. Get out of here.
I think this year,
that's happened to her this year,
I agree.
Getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Putting out her banana cakes, giving us Dolly love.
You need
the rock and roll Dolly.
The gospel thing. She did a song with Leslie Jordan at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Getting her rock and roll album.
Album is coming out. Just Lori, in general, being a wonderful human.
I agree.
That reminds me, we did not win the trip to Dollywood that I paid like $35 for a chance.
We had tried to. You did it like 2 years in a row. We tried to win a trip to Dollywood. I did. I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, if you want to see this movie looks good. I don't know about you guys, but like Casey and many other people, but particularly maybe more guys, but they love Guy Ritchie films.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Guy Ritchie has such a huge built-in male fan base. So his trailer for his next movie was released by MGM today. This movie hits theaters not until April, but it's called The Covenant. It looks like it's an Afghanistan war story starring Jake Gyllenhaal. And even watching the trailer takes a turn in the trailer where you're like, oh my God, do I know this whole movie now? So
it's called The Covenant.
Yeah, The Covenant. It looks really good. It's posted if you want to take a look at it. But
his last movie, The Gentleman.
Oh, so good.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
And he just cast, he's teamed up with Jerry Bruckheimer for another war movie. He's very good at with these.
Yes.
Too bad he couldn't do something good with Charlie Hunnam's film he directed him in. Remember the sword and sandals situation?
Yeah.
That was the one Guy Ritchie.
Why can't Charlie?
Oh, Shantaram. Okay, but here's the new war movie.
Oh, Shantaram. Gosh.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It's going to start filming in Turkey next week. Henry Cavill is in it. Isa Gonzalez, that babe from Baby Driver.
Oh, yes.
Or Fast X, Reacher. Alan Richson from Reacher. Henry Golding. Crazy Rich Asians and The Gentleman. Carrie Elwes got a job. Alex Pettyfer got a job.
On this. Oh, Alex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a huge cast. And in this, it's a World War II movie.
Okay, can I tell you what Charlie Hunnam is doing?
Please.
Because
Shantaram was canceled. No, I know. Left hanging.
Ugh.
He has joined MegaCon Orlando lineup, and it's March 30th through April 2nd. It's kind of like a Comic-Con.
For Sons of Anarchy fans?
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's for Sons of Pacific Rim, Papillon, Crimson Peak, Shantaram.
Yeah.
It's at the Orange County Convention Center. This doesn't sound good. He needs a good role.
Yes, he does. Guy Ritchie could hire.
What are people doing for? Do we need to? Well, maybe tomorrow.
What?
People should give us any cute Valentine ideas that are different off the beaten track.
Yeah.
Because it's next Tuesday, and I know people. You know, if you don't want to do the traditional, are there some other fun things?
No, we're not doing that tomorrow.
I am.
No,
I am. Send me all your emails, people.
Send it to Julia, and she can do it for Random Thoughts.
No, oh, you're such a brat.
No, Julia, that's so boring. People figure it out. I trust people to figure it out.
I love you that you just, I trust our listeners.
But Grant, do you know what I mean? Do you want to have a whole segment listening?
Yes,
I
do.
No,
I
the
do.
Stephanies will have that on Saturday.
No.
Oh, well.
On their
That's
show.
Food related. I'm talking about experience. There's got to be something fun and different. Like we talked about the naked scavenger hunt in an art museum. We talked about the snowshoeing.
Fun ideas.
And the wine walk.
No one wants to feel pressure to go out on Valentine's Day.
This isn't going to happen.
This is your problem.
It's not on Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's.
Yeah, or you can do it
on another day. It can be used whenever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you do it like that, but we're not going to do a Friday on that. We're way too busy.
We have
way
too much
fun. Oh, Lori, let's see how your voice does tomorrow if you talk all morning long.
I'm not going to talk all morning. I'm just going to really hope that I get to say, woo! Two times.
I guarantee you'll say more than that.
No, but I mean, woo if you win. You know, and I'm hoping, you know, I got to say woo twice.
It's not going to be woo.
Woo.
It's going to be woo.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to just take us a little trip back to our conversation about Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And remember how you were saying that this, you're 100% positive.
Well, yeah, because I was so sure of Dumois.
You're wrong.
But we have detectives out there.
We've got detectives. Page Six has just come out with an article. Their number one suspect is, in fact, Mark Wahlberg.
And we got emails from our listeners.
And there's a picture of him at the VMAs in 2001 wearing a very nice tight t-shirt with jeans.
And J-Lo was with Chris Judd in 2000.
So I'm thinking it's our Beantown man, Mr. Marky Mark.
All right.
But we'll have to, I mean, Jason, they are convinced it's Tom Cruise.
That's what I heard. Well, Tom Cruise was married to Nicole Kidman in 2001, so that couldn't have been possible.
Wasn't he living across the pond?
I don't know when
they were living. They were there for 3 years.
2003, though. That
but they were there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know he was married to Nicole Kidman in 2001.
Okay, well, then there you go.
I guess
The Departed, like, things would have come out. Maybe Mark would be considered A-list.
Yeah, at that time, The Departed was big. Wasn't he coming off of his sex movie where he had the...
Boogie Nights.
I mean, he was the biggest fan of that, Lauren.
The movie Ted, I believe, came out around that time. I mean, he might have been the guy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think we're going... I'm going with Marky Mark.
I'm going with the rest of the internet and wondering how Dumois got it so wrong
because Lori, our listener,
but I was
said
all
this.
Juicy for Ben Affleck, you know, having that just be either way, it is good gossip that Jessica Simpson gifted us with. But interesting, she didn't put this in her book.
Well, this is, and the book was phenomenal, but I'm wondering why now.
Well, I'm wondering why not in the book, and she could have just called the chapter movie star. Maybe it got cut.
Oh, yeah.
And she just decided this is a juicy story people want to know. I don't have to name them. I like where she's going.
I do.
I hope there's some more unnamed chapters. I hope there's one about the polo player, the hockey player, the rock star, and the older man.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Those are my next four chapters I'm hoping for.
And the older man. I'm looking at Jessica Simpson Chews. She's got it.
The line that she purchased back, it was struggling right after they sold it, but then they bought it back and hoping to rejuvenate it. Yeah, maybe this is just a kind of way to get her name out there and start looking at her shoes.
Please give us some more of the stories that were left on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
Please, please.
These shoes are fun if you like to wear a heel.
Julia.
All right, we'll be back. Okay, we are so excited about the upcoming show at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. If you're thinking, we were just talking about Valentine ideas, a play and great dinner at the Chan, which would be fabulous. So the main stage, the prom, is starting in rehearsals on the 10th, and then the kickoff is the 17th.
Of February.
Big, splashy, fun, award-winning musical comedy. New hit. We've never seen this in the Twin Cities. It's never really traveled.
No, it hasn't. Chris Hewitt saw it on Broadway, but it was like 8 months before COVID, and he said it was a fantastic show. The singing, the dancing, it's a true story. We know the Chan knows how to do these kinds of things. People are not going to want to miss the show.
No, can't wait. Don Shelby and Nancy Nelson, Love Letters, another Valentine idea. There's some matinees available for that, too. They're supposed to be great concerts. The band, Rod Stewart, Cat Stevens, and more. Stevie Ray's Comedy Theater, Chanhassen Dinner Theater's always entertaining you. ChanhassenDT.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant. Sorry we cut into your dirt alert.
I know we did.
That's okay. We were having a fun convo, and let's have some fun with this dirt alert. Let's dip into some Sally Field news. I love Sally Field. She's obviously on the circuit right now with 80 for Brady coming out here, like, what, today? Tonight? Because it's this weekend.
Tomorrow.
So I'm actually excited for this movie, and I'm excited to see it. But she was just doing the circuit, and she talked about a couple classic movie roles that she turned down.
Oh, I love when they ask
What didn't you get?
Okay, so let's start out with the first one, okay? 1996 comedy, The First Wives Club, was one that she said she turned down.
Oh, she did.
And that was with Diane Keaton, Goldie Hawn, and...
Bette Midler.
Great. And she had said that Goldie Hawn had begged her to be a part of the cast. Oh. And she said that the...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Movie wouldn't have been the same if she was a part of it. So she wanted to let Goldie Hawn just and all the girls just do this thing on their own.
Wow, I wonder. That's. But I can't see it with anybody else but those three ladies anyway.
Yep, yep. And she said, you know, maybe it would have been fun, but they were also musical. And she said, and I'm not.
She wasn't musical.
Yeah, so that was okay.
That was
kind of one of the bigger reasons why she didn't. Mm-hmm. But the other one is a very popular movie that we talk about a lot on this show. It's been the subject of one of our vintage scandals. Romancing the Stone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember this.
Kathleen Turner,
yes,
originally. Well, so she was apparently, allegedly, given the job to star what would have been Kathleen Turner's role mm-hmm. in Romancing the Stone. But she said, my instinct was there was somebody else out there that would be better. And that somebody was Kathleen Turner.
She's not wrong about that.
And this is, she said, the long-legged Kathleen with her husky voice. I mean, she's still so breathtakingly good, and she's so sweet. There's nobody else like her, and yeah. I can't imagine her not in that role.
She did have a smoldering under the surface intensity, yes. though.
Sally, the thing with Sally Field is she's cute.
Yeah, she is.
She's but not. She's done, she doesn't have real sexy. I mean, when she doesn't feel real sexy.
She's got the mom appeal. I mean, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I don't want to stereotype this.
I'm not saying
Sally.
No, but I mean
at that time maybe would have been too cute because Michael Douglas was so handsome, and she was like you said, you know, more in a cuter thing, and
she was
not the sultry.
That's exactly what I'm saying because like people would say you're beautiful and I'm cute.
Yeah,
it's just the truth.
Because he was the co-star.
Right.
So you can't maybe, you gotta have the romancing part because he has to chase her.
Yes. You gotta have that chemistry.
You have to have the chemistry.
And Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas have the chemistry.
They have the chemistry.
She also mentioned that Tom Brady was fun to work with and he was just so nervous to be on set with during the movie, filming for 80 for
Brady.
Well,
I wonder how he feels today after making his announcement and then no one talked about the movie yesterday.
Taking all the attention and bringing it back to him.
But he got so sad. Wishing you well in your best, or wishing you the best in your next chapter. Prayer hands.
Yeah, Giselle got her shot in.
Blooded Giselle.
Lovely, lovely.
Well, go to that school when you get ready to say goodbye to anybody on your socials.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And talking about another couple that had a little bit of trouble for a while, or did they not? Was it just a move to kind of get us to watch the reality show? Sylvester Stallone and his now ex-wife, but current wife,
yeah, they never got
Jennifer
divorced.
Flavin. Remember, they were going to get divorced, not get divorced. But we are actually going to be getting, there already is a teaser trailer for the Stallone. The Family Stallone, which is the reality show.
Which is a great name.
Yeah, The Family Stallone.
The Family Stallone.
Yeah.
Instead of The Family Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so this is going to be on Paramount, 8 episodes. And we got a little teaser trailer where he's climbing a mountain, but it's like the Mount Rushmore of his own face. And
it's
then
he's
dangling on the nose. We have this, I believe I posted this one. He's dangling by the nose of himself and then he sneezes and blows himself off. It's just kind of a fun little trailer to kind of promote this.
The interview that I read, because he covers the Hollywood Reporter.
Yes,
and
yep.
He said,
we're in love with him again because
Tulsa King's so good.
We love Tulsa King.
Yep. His girls basically begged him to do this show. And he thought, I have done so many movies that haven't been good, that have taken me away from my family.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess I could do this. But I think somewhere in the filming process, he and Jennifer did get cold feet and got in a huge fight.
Probably. And that's when he got the tattoos, quote unquote, of the dog.
Right. And all this other stuff. But like, you know, because the reality show is being produced by Bunna Murray.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who did Kardashians.
He's entering the Kardashian world. And like you said, he spent referenced like he shot a lot of bullets as and did a lot of movies that he didn't want to do.
And he wasn't with the family. And this is the one thing his girls want to do.
This is the ultimate family movie.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. We'll watch it. But that was such a good old school PR move.
Mm-hmm.
The breakup?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
It was just, it's something that the people would have done in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
In addition to the teaser trailer, we were also given the news that this will debut this spring of 2023. No official date, but spring of 2023. Watching. I will be watching as well. Yeah. 8 episodes on Paramount Plus. It's kind of a fun teaser trailer. Now let's dip into something that happened almost a year ago now, it feels like. Serena Williams is addressing the infamous Will Smith Oscar slap.
I can't believe no one's ever asked her. She did an interview with Gayle King.
Oh,
no one has asked her.
I can't either, but
Well, he's got it.
Yeah,
okay,
so basically,
I'll be curious.
So she said, I thought it was such an incredible, well, this is in reference to her film. And this is why I want to bring this up, because she wants to talk about Questlove here for a part. But she goes, I thought it was such an incredible film referencing Richard, King Richard, the movie.
It was good.
That she was part of the production team for her and her sister. And I feel that there was an incredible film after that with Questlove, Summer of Soul, that was kind of overshadowed. But
because
I also,
he was the next,
because he was the next award, and everybody was probably not focusing on what was an amazing moment for Questlove. And an amazing documentary movie, Soul of Summer. If you haven't watched it, check it out. But she's finalized it by said, I also feel that I've been in a position where I've been under a lot of pressure, and I've made a tremendous amount of mistakes. And I'm the kind of person that's like, I've been there. I've made a mistake. It's not the end of the world. We're all imperfect. We're all human. Let's just be kind to each other. That is often forgotten.
What a great answer.
Right?
What a great answer.
Her,
yeah, no, really. Mm-hmm. Perfect thing for her to say, because she doesn't want to dump on Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, she left the auditorium.
She walked out of there.
She had her moment but that is very good. And I'm really quite shocked no one's asked her.
Right?
You're right about that.
Right? She has to come out this time of the year. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I love that answer.
Great answer
on
her.
I love Serena. Good.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Vanessa Hudgens. From High School Musical, she is in fact engaged with her MLB player boyfriend, Cole Tucker, the star from the Colorado Rockies. Congratulations.
Vanessa, we can never thank you enough for suggesting to your boyfriend at the time, Austin Butler, he should try out for Elvis.
That's right. Thank you, Vanessa.
Vanessa.
You're right. You're so right, Lori.
I forgot about that story. Well, thank you for that little dip in there. Appreciate it. And like I said, tomorrow's going to determine who gets the day off, and I hope it's us over here at Logan.
Oh, gosh. What do you think?
We had so many people say, why aren't we, can't we still vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice with the baiting we've got going on.
I know it. Good grief. Okay, so the theories are light today. I don't know why I feel tired. I just, too much time. We had too much fun in Beverly Hills, and we got up early. Right. I felt off all week, and then we've had a lot of stuff going on. It already feels like Friday. Yeah,
Tuesday was Friday.
Yeah,
so, Monday felt like Friday.
Yeah, so I did not my gleaning and glossing over journals, but the one that grabbed me, because I've really neglected. Well, I do. I get animal and wildlife theories to you guys once in a while. You know, I try. And I did the whole the paw-ology, the left foot, right foot.
And every time he comes at me, I always reference that thing. Since you told me that
say
study,
that again, because I don't...
A dog will be naturally...
dominant with one hand or the other. The way they paw at you. And I think we said it as it's the opposite. So like if they're using the left paw, it's negative, anxious thoughts. If they're using their right paw to come at you, it's more like calm, I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on where things are located on each side of the brain.
We call it paw-handedness.
It's amazing. And every time Elvis gives me a little paw.
Oh my gosh. Because, the boys have a new puppy.
Yeah.
It's Cece. They have a yellow lab that's darling.
Yeah.
So big, cute. Huge paws.
So one of the ways you can even see what your dog's natural instinct, you roll a ball to him and they'll
see which part. Oh, yeah, I'll be curious. All right, I'm going to find out.
It's
okay.
Fun. It's fun.
So this is from the Animal Kingdom. So here's the thing. Animal attacks by the numbers. From dogs to lions. Lions, here's what research tells us. Attacks by large predatory animals are on the rise worldwide over the last 50 years. However, the likelihood of dying during an encounter with a wolf or a bear in the forest depends heavily on why that person is walking through nature, and that has a lot to do with their income. Specifically, this international team found that people in high and low income nations both run into deadly predators, you guys. I mean, the fact that they wanted to test this theory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's
attacks in high income countries commonly take place during recreational activities like hiking.
Sure. Hiking.
Camping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dog walking.
Yep.
Meanwhile, 90% of all attacks in low income countries take place while people are engaging in livelihood related activities like farming, fishing, grazing livestock.
Okay.
Okay.
And overall, bears and, wild cats and dogs are responsible for more predatory attacks than other animals.
Bears
will attack if you surprise them.
Yeah.
If you surprise them and they have their cubs, or if they're scavenging human food at a campsite.
You got to hang up your bag.
Yeah.
Hang it up in the trees.
And, but the most attacks happen where tigers and lions live.
So this is in Africa.
Yeah. Africa and India.
Yep. India. Yep.
India, in fact, is where the most people die of tiger attacks. And it's the most dangerous. 3/4 of the incidents with tigers take place in India.
Oh, dear.
Followed by Eastern Africa, where leopards are among the most frequently involved big cats, as we saw in 1923, because they are such good hunters and they like to hunt at dusk.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just scares me.
I know. Isn't it kind of fascinating that they scoured published and unpublished scientific papers, newspaper reports from villages, websites to come up with what the statistics are and who is it that anyway, they just in wealthy countries, you know, have a campaign to educate people in if they're entering a large carnivore area where they live and range and rove. And then also in lower income, just helping with how they can expand protected areas and putting back habitats.
Oh, yeah.
That are conducive.
Okay, and speaking of habitats, I'm just going to derail you to Summit Avenue in St. Paul.
Yeah. Oh,
people who like to walk their dogs, they're getting rid of green spaces is what's happening. They're putting a cement block right down the middle of it with bike packs. Who cares?
Yeah.
But they're getting rid of the green spaces. And we still have it up on the Low J Show page. If you scroll back, was it Tuesday?
Yesterday's show.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday's show. Yep. No, it was the day before.
It was Tuesday's
show. We have a link where you can sign the petition, even though they had one meeting last night.
I'll bring it over to today's as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
To sign the petition, because they're wanting to get rid of the green spaces.
We don't need it. We don't need to lose precious tree canopies, trees that are 75,
and
50
it's what
years,
we're known for,
old.
That beautiful arch that we've had in the Twin Cities. And anyone knows after a tornado wipes out the trees or after you see a disease wipe out the trees, how funny and lonely the streets look for so many years with
the
little baby trees.
The Highlands.
Yes.
The one in North Minneapolis took out all those beautiful trees.
So really, let's protect. I mean, Summit Avenue, where you live, no matter where you live, everyone looked at Summit Avenue. We'd go down it for the lights. We would go down it. It's just for the Twin Cities Marathon.
It just needs to be paved, repaired, and the bike lanes repainted.
And I think we should ask our mayors of our cities to do the basic things they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Plowing our streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis, that's their job. And paving them.
Yeah.
They're supposed to, with city management, help people get along.
Look at how Minneapolis ruined First Avenue.
People go, please, this is a big plea. And it's
on our show page for today, so you don't have to go back. I just added it. If you want to go right now, you can go to today's show
page. I have a theory about this whole thing. I feel like behind it all is money.
There's money behind this, but it doesn't make sense.
But who's making money?
The person who's going to be doing the construction crew. I mean,
contracts.
It's a waste when we can't even pave a street in 6 years.
Yeah.
A basic, beautiful street, and now we're going to take it all up and take out all the boulevards and the grass and the trees.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Someone's making money.
Yeah.
We need more money in public safety. I mean, there's just so many things to make our cities work better. Mm-hmm. Basic city, basic taxpayer rights.
Plus, Summit is sandwiched between two of the biggest bike trails ever. You've got River Road, all of that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And down at the end of it, you have the Mississippi. Oh. There's only a gazillion places. I don't even think the bikers want it.
I'd love to hear one that's... that would want to not,
but,
don't
but
call,
again, but yeah. Grass and green spaces. We cannot get rid of these beautiful spots and put in more cement.
I agree.
All right, because it's not adding anything to, for anybody except for a stupid biker, and I don't mean that.
No,
I love biking, but they have so many choices in our community.
Yes, yes.
We have the second most bike trails.
Let's not get carried away. We are not Amsterdam.
No.
We're not going to be the city that becomes 85% bikes.
No. No.
Okay, that's just not going to happen.
No.
If you want to do that, though, Amsterdam is the bike city.
Yeah, and it's just, who are the bike lobbyists? Apparently, they're the largest talkers in the Twin Cities area. We are for the people. We are for the basic needs of the streets.
Even the city of St. Paul, if you go to that SaveSummitAvenue.org, their own people that they hired to do the analysis.
They recommend not doing it.
Hey.
I don't know who's, I feel like
wow.
local government, I'm just going off. This is not our show. We're not politics, but I feel like.
Go Julia Sugarbaker.
Where's common sense anymore in running our cities?
Yeah, oh, common sense in government? You're putting those two together?
No, I really think.
It makes you mad.
I feel let down. And I would, as a citizen of St. Paul, my God, you make us go for months without plowing and paving. There's potholes everywhere.
Right.
What is... And then you want to just disrupt everything, our most beautiful street?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, sign the petition, please. Even if you live there or don't.
We need it.
And just...
Let's go out with a laugh.
Okay,
sorry, we're gonna do it.
No, I love it. No, you're right. And you can go sign this petition at Lori and Julia's show page. But back to your going to how animal attacks are back up. You guys were mentioning bears. One of the most famous lines from Anchorman. Let's just go out with this.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. Bears can smell the menstruation.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
Just a completely incoherent conversation.
I love it. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. We'll be right back.
All right, gang. It's us. Lo J here for Hammernix Interior Solutions and Flooring Superstores. This is a business that's been in business and run by the Nadies families for 77 years. They know what they're doing. They have these beautiful flooring superstores, one on Bass Lake Road in 169 in New Hope, and one in St. Paul on Rice Street. They've got designers, they've got expert advice. Whether you're a commercial builder, you want some commercial carpeting.
Do it yourself or for at home, or you need it installed.
Their huge investment is unmatched in the Twin Cities, and their design experts can work with you on the flooring that fits your needs and your budget. And you can visit them, and they always give an upfront discount of 12% on all in-stock flooring. I'm telling you what, they're good people to work with.
Yeah, they really are.
And we love working
great
local.
Customer service.
Yeah. Yep. Hammernix.com. When you go in there, tell them the girl sent you.
Oh, my gosh. What? So maybe the Gisele Bündchen School of Goodbye did get to Tom Brady when she wished him, wishing you all the best in this next chapter of your life. Because yesterday, the day he did his calm, hey guys, and then he went to his daughter's, I don't know if it's a soccer game, but anyway, he's outside on his little Bluetooth, absolutely screaming and yelling at somebody on the phone. And he's on, people can hear him. It's a...
Okay, that's...
He has a lot of outbursts.
Yeah, well, right now... Oh.
He's being paid $375 million
to be an announcer. But every team, and I know you guys...
He actually spit.
Okay, wait, what, Grant? You know
that's... And I know that he said he's done and he's not playing, but
this guy is going to get recruited by at least 5 or 6 different teams this offseason. There'll be rumors. Oh,
do you think? Okay, let me ask you. Would he go back?
Mm-hmm. I don't. One place, yes, San Francisco. If San Francisco, his hometown, called where he's always wanted to play, team is a Super Bowl team without a quarterback, I could see him going to San Fran, but I don't see them making that phone call.
Do we have to start putting a bubble of love around you so that Score North doesn't try to get you?
No, they won't.
Okay.
No, I have moved on from my... when I get home, I watch... Like I said, I watched Pamela Anderson's documentary.
I know.
5 years ago.
You had a thing for her.
Yeah, well, 5 years ago, I would have put on the Timberwolves game. I don't watch any of that stuff anymore. Yeah. I just pay attention to this Tom Brady thing because it's just
it's
interesting.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. Fascinating. It is. Because it's like, wow, you know, I mean, I do think he has taken one too many blows on the head.
Yes.
The fact that he retired last year and unretired, you know, like when his wife had been giving him an ultimatum
basically
for about 4 or 5 years.
He's 45 years old. He's played 20 years more than any other quarterback, hasn't he, basically?
Yeah, no quarterback has made it to 45. No. I mean, Brett Favre, when he did his year in 09 with us and he looked like an old man, he was barely 40.
Yeah.
When he did that 09, 010.
That's because he probably ate nightshades.
Yeah.
Stole money from charities.
That's
I wonder if he's happy about eating strawberries again.
Right. Or
or peppers.
Oh, jeez. I know
it. Speaking of eating strawberries, Last of Us.
Oh, I know it. I know. Nothing but my stepfather, my mom's husband, Steve, used to grow those little strawberries the cement blocks in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put the dirt there. For whatever reason, they want to be tight in it.
Yeah.
And he had and we would just go, oh, they're so delicious and sweet.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. And what we learned today on our show from Patrick Richardson, the laundry evangelist, how to get a berry stain out of your shirt. Mm-hmm. You put a little drop of water on it, wet the stain, then you cover it with baking soda, and then you squeeze lemon juice on top of it and let it bubble up and rinse.
Oh.
This would be a way to get, you know, like jam, a pie jam out of like a lovely tablecloth.
Yes, exactly.
Good call.
And this is for fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, okay.
I love that. Broccoli was the test. Okay, couple TV things.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Peterman, you know, she plays Brenda Sparks on Young Sheldon.
Oh, the best thing on Young Sheldon.
She's going to be on it tonight with, I think she's kind of got an extended thing happening tonight.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you can watch that on CBS.
I'm still going to hold her to the fact that she said she'd officiate my wedding.
Oh, yes, and she wants to co-host with us.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're holding her to all of this.
That would be, yes.
Yes. Okay. Other things that are happening tonight is Poker Face, which we love.
Oh, great show.
It's Natasha Lyonne, and it is on
Peacock.
It's coming back tonight, and it's with one of our people, Judith Light.
Is it just one episode a week?
One episode a week.
Because she was on with Seth Meyer last night, and Rian Johnson was on the night before, and they, you know, he created that. And she's just as a character and a kook. I love her.
Yeah, and it's kind of peeling back things Columbo style. And if no one ever watched Columbo, he acts like he's really kind of dumb and doesn't know stuff, but he figures it out. Smart as a fox.
99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, really good.
Lily and I are loving the show.
That billboard, her face in the sunglasses, that was everywhere in LA.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
I have a picture of Lori in front of it.
Yes, it was.
I do.
They're really promoting that show. There's a lot of faith in that show.
There's a new show or a new streaming debut. It's called Free Ridge, and it's a nostalgic spinoff of On My Block. Did anyone watch it? It's a coming of age show that didn't get a lot of love. And it's season one of Free Ridge. And it's supposed to be really kind of wonderful and charming and coming of age and good acting. Kind of a thumbs up for this. It's called Free Ridge.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
14 friends work to reverse a curse after a particular old box seems to bring misfortune.
It's so you, Lori.
It's so me. My gosh, the show has my name on
it. It's so you.
I like it.
And then tonight.
And it's called what again?
It's called Free Ridge.
On Netflix.
And then on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, the morning show must be coming out soon because Reese Witherspoon is sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel. And then I'm kind of excited about this. Jimmy Kimmel's nephew is in the morning show on Apple Plus, and his nephew name is Wesley Kimmel, and he's going to sit down on the couch with him tonight.
Oh, wow.
I thought, you know, did you ever watch the 20th anniversary show?
Yes.
Wasn't it amazing?
Snoop
it was
very, very good.
Oh, and just Jimmy, young Jimmy, talking to cool. old Jimmy 20 years, the way that technology did that. But his so many people on his staff are his families, are his uncles, are his neighbors. I love how he just, you know, includes everybody.
Well, nepotism definitely works in that family. And
why not?
I worked in a family business with my parents, and the greatest years of my life were working side by side with my mom and dad. It was amazing.
Yeah.
If you
like
get the opportunity, it's an amazing opportunity. People look at it weird, but it's an amazing opportunity.
I think it'd be fun.
I don't know that people look at it weird.
Some people.
Are you still watching Ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because tonight's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited for this. Now, Ghosts is a very easy, layback, fun. It's just, it's kind of like Abbott Elementary. You just kind of fall in love with each character. Each week it's different.
Yeah, and it's just funny.
It's just funny, And it doesn't have the laugh track, you know, so it's a good funny show.
I kind of am excited. So Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel if I say the word doink.
Doink.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Man show? No.
Oh, we're going to continue with doink tomorrow because you don't know what it means because Lori's like, yes.
Doink, doesn't it mean to like, you know, get it on with somebody?
Doink? No.
Oh, that's how
that's
we
boink.
Use it. Boink. No, I use doink. Did you doink them? That's how.
Boink them is what I thought it was.
Oh, but I use doink and boink. I use them interchangeably.
Good luck tomorrow morning, Lori. And go Dolly Parton.
And go Austin Butler.
Yes, the My Talkies come back at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Job done. Off you go.